This is KUT. After multiple delays and cost overruns, Austin's new Central Public Library opens tomorrow. At nearly 200,000 square feet, the new library offers a restaurant, a cooking demonstration area, and a rooftop garden. But public libraries are things of the past, right? Well, not quite. As KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, research suggests young people are most likely to use them.
Millennials, to be exact.
Hi, my name is Taylor Barnett, and I'm a software engineer, and I'm 24.
The last time Barnett had a public library card, it was the 90s. She was a kid growing up in Victoria, Texas.
My grandparents bought a computer when I was a kid and had no idea how to use it. And the library had computer classes. And so, especially my grandmother really taught themselves through those classes, and I would go with her to the classes and like go home and like be her tutor in a way.
Earlier this week, Barnett decided it was again time to be a public library card holder.
I realized that I could probably save a lot of money, and I've always wanted to get a library card, but I think the closest of the library.
Barnett lives downtown.
It also has encouraged me, and of course the nice new shininess of it also is an attractive feature.
We do see younger people tending to be the more likely denizens of local public libraries.
John Horrigan is a former researcher with the Pew Research Center. For 6 years, the center studied how and why people use public libraries in the U.S. One finding, 40% of millennials, that's people aged 18 to 34, used a library website in the past year. That's compared to 25% of baby boomers. Horrigan says regardless of age, public library use in America has remained steady, at least over the past decade.
We find that about 80% of Americans have at some point used a public library. In any given year, about half of all Americans have used a public library.
And people expect more from their libraries now.
They still want to have books, and to a certain extent, they still want to have stacks of books available for them to peruse. But they also want spaces for meetings. They want places where they can use computers they may bring into the library or use computers at the library.
Austin's new public library has all that and more, but it didn't come cheap. The library cost $125 million to build. In 2006, taxpayers approved a bond for $90 million of this money. As for Barnett, she doesn't actually have her library card yet. She's going to wait a bit before picking it up.
Probably not this weekend, but after kind of the peak of people going there and wanting to check it out passes.
For those who do want to brave the crowds to attend the grand opening, it starts tomorrow at 10 a.m. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.